Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne on the Root, a little bit hoarse today. I did 9 interviews to promote my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, today. And I just did an hour yesterday with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the air for the last hour leading into my show here on my flagship station, KBET, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. News stories of today. Let me run through a bunch of stories real quick, and then I'll get to them in detail throughout the show, but I want to start by getting in as many of these stories as I can. They're almost all related to election fraud or COVID. First of all, I'm the one who's been warning and warning and warning and warning and warning and warning again and again that people are dying all over the world. And what do you think? In America, the numbers are different. UK hospital data that comes from the government and the CDC of the UK, whatever their governmental body is that is our CDC, put out the following shocking hospitalization and death numbers. And it shows that in the UK, up to 80% of COVID deaths are coming from vaccinated people. COVID deaths across the USA, across the UK, are now 3,000% more frequent than they were a year ago at the same time when the population was unvaccinated. How is the vaccine helping when people are dying like flies of COVID while fully vaccinated? And yet you want us to believe it's 99% of the hospitalizations and the deaths are unvaccinated. Lie, lie, lie. The United States of America, now a lying outlier. Nowhere else in the world are they feeding such lies to their people than they are in the United States of America. And it's funny because one lie gets repeated again and again and again. Let me give you an example of how I knew this was coming. Years ago, there's a guy in Nevada named John Ralston who's a piece of human garbage. John Ralston is a communist journalist, not liberal, communist. He has a hatred. You look in his eyes and there's a vile, vicious hatred for conservatives like you've never seen in your life. I've met lots of people who are liberal and don't like my views, and many of them are friends of mine. They don't like my views on politics, but we're great pals. I've never seen a human being with as vicious, vile eyes as John Ralston. He has a hatred for me that you can't even measure. It's like the Grinch who stole Christmas when his heart got bigger and bigger and bigger. This guy's hate gets bigger and bigger and bigger when he sees Wayne Root. And he's the guy that told everybody in the world like 8 years ago or 10 years ago that I was a birther, even though in my entire life I've never mentioned Obama's birth publicly anywhere, not on radio, not on TV, not in a speech. Nowhere have I ever mentioned Obama's birth, whether it was in the United States or out. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I certainly don't believe him or not believe him. I don't know. What do I know about people's birth? In other words, I was born in Mount Vernon, New York. Can you say to me, Wayne, I think you're a liar? How would you know if I was born in Mount Vernon, New York? How can I, Wayne Root, say, I don't know if Obama was born in Honolulu or Obama was born in Honolulu or I think he's a liar and he's born in Kenya? How can I say that? I don't know where a person's born. So that's the raw honesty of Wayne Allen Root. I never jumped on that train ever because I don't know where the guy was born. How can I say he was born in Honolulu, he's telling the truth, when I wasn't there? How can I say he was born in Kenya when I wasn't there? How could I say he's really African, not American, when I don't know that to be true? I never say anything that I don't know to be true. So in my whole life, I've never mentioned Obama's birth Or the fact that I think he was born outside the United States. And this scumbag, John Ralston, claimed I was a birther. And when I had my lawyer contact him, my Beverly Hills lawyer, Lee Sachs, contacted him, he had the nerve, Ralston, to answer back, anybody who questions anything about Barack Obama is a birther. It's a wide berth, excuse the pun. It's a wide berth, and anyone who questions anything about Obama is a birther, so I was well within my rights to call Wainwright a birther. Well, once the lying communist scumbag, John Ralston, called me a birther, which he knew was a lie, which he admitted was a lie, and he had to make up the fact that anyone who questions Obama is a birther, what is anyone who questions anything about Trump? What's the name for them? I mean, I know the name. They're scumbag, communist pieces of human garbage. But what's the name if you question anything about Trump? I didn't realize. You're not allowed to question anything about Trump. Just like you're not allowed to question anything about Obama, right? No, it doesn't work that way, does it? You're not allowed to question anything about Obama, but liberals can question Trump all they want. So a lying, fraudulent scumbag lied and called me a birther one time. Rachel Maddow saw his press release and immediately on national TV went into a 7-minute tirade and called me a birther when I've never mentioned Obama's birth in my life. And from that point on, everybody who's ever said anything about Wayne Root, the New York Times, the Washington Post, they all put Wayne Allyn Root, the original birther. The original birther, I've never discussed Obama's birth in my life. So that was how I knew when Fauci and Biden and many other liberal a-holes started saying 99% of the people in the hospitals and the dead are unvaccinated. I said to myself, somewhere in the world, two liberal paid off scientists who probably have, you know, $20 million in a Cayman bank account from China or from Big Pharma, wrote an article with lies in it saying 99% of everyone sick is unvaccinated. And from that moment on, every journalist in the country, every liberal journalist in the country, quoted the 99% figure. I just saw, I can't even believe it, at Breitbart, conservative Breitbart, there's a journalist named Nolte, I forgot his first name, but like, you know, Nick Nolte, the famous actor, his name is Nolte. He actually has been brainwashed, and he wrote that it's a fact that it's all unvaccinated people that are dying and sick in hospitals. And when I thought, what? And I dug down in the article, and he actually says, look at the proof that it's 99% unvaccinated. You can't argue with proof from two scientists. And then today I finally saw an article that says those two scientists are basically liberal losers with no scientific background who completely made up the 99% figure. And from that point on, everybody in the left has quoted it. And Nolte at Breitbart fell for the same scam. John Nolte fell for the same scam they used on me. Wayne Root's a birther. How do you know? Oh, because everyone says Wayne Root's a birther. Everyone? One guy said it. One loser liar, fraud, made it up. And then every liberal in America just repeats the same lie again and again and again so they can't be sued. Because how can you sue them when it's been repeated 36 times? You can't sue that one guy. 36 other people repeated it. Or 360. Or 3,600. This entire lie about 99% of the people in the hospital and the dead people are unvaccinated has been a lie from day one. It's been the biggest whopper ever told. And now I know two people made it up out of thin air on fake statistics, and it's been quoted by everyone ever since, including now John Nolte at Breitbart. So explain to me, if 80% of the COVID deaths in England are among the vaccinated, how it's possible in America 99% of all the deaths are unvaccinated? Is COVID like a different kind of murderer in England than it is in America? In Israel, everybody sick has the vaccine, has been fully vaccinated. Everyone dying, fully vaccinated. Everybody hospitalized, fully vaccinated. I've seen the studies in every country in the world with high vaccination rates. There's massive COVID, massive hospitalizations, massive death, and always 1,000 times more death than a year ago in the same month. A year ago in July, a year ago in August, now a year ago in September. Everything was much better around the world in all the nations that have COVID outbreaks now when people were unvaccinated versus now when they're vaccinated. So John Nolte, you fell for the scam and you're an idiot. That's all I could tell you. Because COVID doesn't change. from Israel to England to America. If all the people dying and sick and hospitalized in Israel and England are all sick after being vaccinated, don't you think everyone in America, the majority, are probably vaccinated? Of course they are. You fell for the lie. Here's the article. I'll get into it later. COVID-19 is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and I'll get into that later, but it proves that it's actually a majority of people in the hospital and dead are vaccinated, but they're basing it all on one article that lied. And then they quote it and say, well, I can't get in trouble. I'm quoting this article by two scientists. Oh, the two scientists that are complete frauds that made it up out of whole cloth? That were probably paid by Big Pharma with a big fat check in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account or a Belize bank account? Really? Okay. Here's another article. Widespread ivermectin use has caused a 97% drop in coronavirus cases in Delhi, India. And this is not new news to Wayne Ridge fans. It may be new news. It may be new news to liberals. It may be new news to independents who don't listen to conservative talk radio. But to Wayne Root fans, who are the most educated fans in the world because they listen to me 3 hours a day and they hear the truth and facts that you can't find anywhere else, I've told you for weeks and weeks and weeks now that India had the world's worst COVID outbreak and they handed out ivermectin like candy for free in slums, in the caste slums of India, you know, the bottom of the caste system. All those poor people, you know, who have one leg and are super dark skinned and everybody treats them horrible because that's the horrible caste system in India. And they're diseased and they look like they have leprosy and they got one leg and they're walking through the streets. Those people, they handed it out like lollipops, free ivermectin to everyone. And guess what? COVID went away like magic. In America, they're giving you vaccines, and COVID's getting worse. COVID is 3,000% higher now in England than it was a year ago with no vaccine. And everyone in England, for the most part, is vaccinated. So stop believing the lies. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold
at 1% over the New York spot price.
Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that?
No one ever.
Just say Root. That's it.
You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
If cancel culture and censorship can...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back with you, the great patriot. Protest and Boycott book is my number one best-selling book, number one in so many categories. I think it's 15 or 16. I can't count them all at Amazon. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is the best way to describe it is I'm going to teach you that if a company goes woke, we'll make them go broke. It's the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. It teaches conservatives how to use protest and boycotts and intimidation and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades. Two could play at that game. It teaches conservatives how to become the loud majority instead of the silent majority. Go after NBA. Go after the NFL. Go after Coca-Cola. Go after Ben & Jerry's. Go after Victoria's Secret. Go after Starbucks. All these liberal woke companies, go after them and burn them to the ground. And I don't mean really burn them to the ground. I mean nothing physical. You understand? I'm saying metaphorically, get them to their knees and starve them. Starve them, strangle them. Don't really strangle them. Strangle them financially. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every time I use a word like that, it's for effect. But it's not to ever hurt anybody. It is to hurt them in the pocketbook. And that's the only language that businesses understand. Never ever embarrass the conservative movement by ever hurting anyone or killing anyone. Never violence. But hurt them in the pocketbook. Bring them to their knees. Financially destroy them. Just like liberals have done. Why should we be embarrassed? What's wrong with that? Jesse Jackson does it. Al Sharpton does it. Martin Luther King did civil disobedience. They locked hands and they went to the front of the bus. Guess what? We're going to have to lock hands and sit in a restaurant. Say a restaurant seats 100. I'll make 100 reservations for 100 patriots who don't want the vaccine. And when the restaurant says you must be vaccinated, all 100 of us will walk in and we'll sit down and we'll lock hands or we'll lie on the floor and lock hands. And that's it. You're out of business for the night. And we'll start doing that to every restaurant that tries this crap. or will stand in front of the restaurant 10,000 strong and not let anybody get in till they're out of business. You want to not let in unvaccinated people? We're going to make sure you don't let in anybody. That's called civil disobedience. Martin Luther King did it when you didn't let a black person sit at a counter. Guess what they did? 20 of them marched in and took over every seat at the counter. And they wouldn't move till the police came. And when they left, 20 more replaced them. When you wouldn't let a black person sit anywhere but the back of the bus, they sat at the front of the bus and they would not move. It's time to model the black movement for conservatives. It's time for civil disobedience. This book makes it easy, and I give you all the names and the numbers and the emails, how to contact all the woke companies, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. It's all contained in one little 100-page book, everything you need to do to go after these people. Now, I always tell you how corrupt the media is. When everybody was getting sick in Florida, the media screamed, "Oh, DeSantis, Florida, it's failing, they're all dying, oh my God." And guess what happened? DeSantis never locked down anyone, he never masked anybody, and he never forced vaccines on anybody. And the wave has crested, and it's way down again in Florida. And the media's not saying a word. With no lockdowns, no mask mandates, no school closures, no business limitations of any kind, no vaccine mandates, the Florida wave has crested and fallen dramatically. But you would know it because the media says nothing. Just 3,700 cases reported in Florida yesterday. That's back to pre-summer wave levels. I'm looking at a chart, back in May and June of 21 and July of 21, very low levels of people sick in Florida. Then late July and August and early September, lots of people sick in Florida, dramatically up, and now back to the lower levels of summer. Hospitalizations fell off a cliff in Florida without lockdowns, without vaccines, without mandates, fell off a cliff after Governor DeSantis stood up and actively promoted monoclonal antibody outpatient clinics. And early treatment has been shown to significantly reduce hospitalization risk. And when Biden seized control of the supply of monoclonal antibodies and unexpectedly slashed Florida's allocation to purposely kill conservatives, white conservatives, the governor arranged a private purchase from GlaxoSmithKline to meet the demand. And now all the numbers are down. Okay, when monoclonal antibodies were first introduced in Florida, it's the first state-run treatment ever on August 12th. Hospital admissions with a confirmed COVID case averaging 2,173 a day. Since then, had fallen 65% to 769 a day. Total census of COVID people peaked at 17,121. Now it's 6,537. You don't have to be a genius in math to figure out those numbers. COVID is going away in Florida without a lockdown, without masks, without vaccines. Nothing liberals want you to do ever needs to be done. Ever. Florida definitively showed it's not the lockdowns, that it's the lockdowns that actually destroy the economy. And the virus goes up and down no matter what you do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A standoff on Capitol Hill over suspending the nation's debt limit continues. Senate Republicans blocked a measure from advancing that would suspend the limit and keep the government funded to avoid a partial shutdown. Critics of the GOP point out that Congress repeatedly raised the debt ceiling with bipartisan support. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why this situation is different.
The debt ceiling that was raised before on a bipartisan basis, according to CBO, covers the debt through August. So the debt ceiling they're going to have to raise on their own is about the future.
All this partial government shutdown talk has Wall Street seeing red. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 569 points to close at 34,299. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. My new number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott. Categories, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, all about Martin Luther King's ideas for civil disobedience, time for Republicans, conservatives, patriots, Christians, 80 million deplorable Trump voters to start practicing civil disobedience. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold just one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. But the most important thing you need to know is they just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, which means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Listen to this deal. Tangible Investments will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. 1% over the New York spot price. Unbelievable. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. Toll free, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com. We've got one of my favorite guests with us, Liz Peek. She's an economic expert columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Her website, LizPeek.com, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for putting up with me.
I haven't yet.
Your latest column is at FoxNews.com, and it's entitled, Biden is Lying About Taxes, Inflation, Spending, But Voters Are Catching On. Americans No Longer Believe in Joe Biden. And I don't know if you were going to discuss this, but I just saw a poll a few minutes ago that voters, for the first time, no longer trust Biden about COVID. Forget about the economy or for being president, but COVID. I mean, COVID's been out of control under Biden, and I always argued, Liz, that during the debates, Trump should have said, you're the greatest backseat driver in history. I'm the one who was here when it happened. No one really knows what to do. You're not going to be able to do any better. You're just making stuff up. He doesn't know what to do. He's making stuff up. So now he's president. He finds out it's not so easy anymore, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, look, if you read his plan, remember he kept saying he had a plan to beat back COVID. It was nothing that Trump wasn't already doing. And in fact, it didn't really include the vaccine. He was just sort of lucky that the vaccine arrived about when he did in the Oval Office. But his plan was nonsensical. And look, I think that, you know, all the talk last year about how Trump's, and Biden said this, that it was Trump's incompetence that led to so many deaths in the United States and so forth, that any person who does even a modicum of their own homework knows that our experience in the United States was very similar to most other developed countries. We basically had about as many deaths per thousand as many other countries. And now, so it was not Trump's incompetence. What it was a virus that no one had seen before. No one really knew what to do about it. And frankly, I think we're still there. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think the administration is way lowballing. The CDC actually on their website admits to this. The number of people who have been fully vaccinated who are getting COVID, it may be, and I surely hope it is the case, that they're not getting it badly and they're not dying from it. But the truth is the vaccines have much less efficacy than we were led to believe initially, and it does fade over time. And so there probably is a role for booster shots. But the truth is, you know, the case count's pretty bad. And so Biden, if he was willing to say it was all Trump's fault last year, I think he has to take a lot of the blame for whatever's going on this year.
Liz, I think it's much worse than you even realize, and I, you know, that's what I specialize in on this show. I've been saying for months that the vaccine's not going to be the answer. It doesn't work. It wears off very quickly. In Israel, they pound for pound have the most vaccines in the world, and per capita, pound for pound, the most people sick with COVID in the world. And it isn't true that it's just, you know, minor COVID. That's what they've been arguing. But at first they said there's no COVID when you get the vaccine, and you never have to wear a mask again when you get the vaccine. The fact is, right now, the British government, and again, you don't read this in any mainstream media, but this is factual stuff from the UK government and their version of the CDC. In the last 6 months, 80% of the deaths from COVID were fully vaccinated.
So how is it? Australia. I saw
no,
a clip
UK.
Of that.
UK.
Was it the UK?
Yes,
because
UK.
I must say, that really put me back on my heels. I mean, you know, I get. And, but here's the problem. When you say that Americans no longer trust the Biden administration, I think that's devastating, and I think it's absolutely true, and I don't trust them, because I think in the beginning they really covered up this whole notion of breakthrough infections. It was clearly much more rampant than they were willing to admit, because at the time they were pushing everyone to get vaccinated, and a normal person saying, well, wait a minute, if you can still get sick, why would I be fat? You know, why do I want to get vaccinated? So I think they have bobbed and weaved and kind of retraced their steps. And I mean, you had Rachel Walensky, the head of the CDC, just last week saying, well, really, I think it's up to you whether you get a booster shot or not. I mean, Americans are looking for guidance. You know, Wayne, seriously, when I go out now and see a bunch of people, everyone is talking about, well, do you think we should take the vaccine? I've had people call me and say, do you think I should get a booster shot? What do I know? I mean,
but
ridiculous, right?
That's New York where you live. You don't realize that, like, in the Great West where I live, and I'm not talking about California. I'm talking about, you know, I live in Nevada or Colorado or
Idaho
or Montana or Utah. Believe me when I tell you, about 60% of the people are not vaccinated. We have no interest in getting vaccinated. I am unvaccinated. I have no interest in getting vaccinated. I've never gotten COVID. I don't believe I'll ever get COVID. If I do, it'll be minor. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I work out 90 minutes a day. It's just not something that worries me. It's the flu. It's a bad flu, highly contagious flu, but it's bad if you're obese and you're old. It's not bad.
No,
if you're younger and healthier, it's not bad. It's not the worst thing in the history of the world. We're just an obese nation.
You know, I've had COVID, so I can actually speak about this. I was very fortunate. I did not get terribly sick. I had like 2 days of 100-degree fever, less than the flu. My husband got it as well, and he also had a very mild case because I think, knock on wood, we are healthy and we exercise all the time. But look, I don't mean to sound smug, and I don't want to ever be smug about something that's morphing and changing and, you know, hitting so many people. And it's no question that New York, I assume any major metropolis where you're kind of on top of each other, people are a little more anxious about this than if you're spread out in a place where, I mean, what the heck, even in Westchester County, an hour north of New York City, and people weren't wearing masks. And
right,
so
that's where I'm from, Westchester. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that's
a lot
what Vegas
more
looks like. Vegas looks like Westchester County.
No.
Meaning everyone's in a private home. It's very suburban.
Yeah.
Vegas is not apartment buildings. Vegas isn't government buildings. Everybody's in a private home. There's no subways. There's no train. Everybody drives their own car in Vegas. Nobody has a reason to worry about subways and being on top of each other and sharing a ventilation system.
Which is a big deal. I mean,
question.
There's no question that people who are and when it came through New York, and it was and there are a lot of obese people in this community, and there were a lot of people who died. So naturally, everybody got pretty anxious. But the answer is kind of going back to your opening statement. No, people don't believe this White House on anything.
On anything.
And
well, by the way, why would you?
Tragic.
By the way, Liz, why would you believe the same people that brought you Afghanistan have any answers about COVID?
Well, I mean, honestly, they obviously like today. I don't know if you're watching, but, you know, the Pentagon brass was on Capitol Hill being grilled by the Senate. And, you know, they basically refuted Joe Biden.
They threw him under the bus.
McKenzie said, hey, you know, we told him that if you didn't leave a certain number of troops in Afghanistan, that the government was likely to fall quite quickly, and I don't think anyone anticipated quite as quickly as it happened. But, you know, Biden is on tape telling George Stephanopoulos, well, no one ever told me that. It's just a lie.
It's either a lie or he's got dementia and he doesn't remember it. How about
I was going to say, he actually said, I don't remember that. I said, no, no one ever told me that as far as I remember. I mean, that's
right.
Going to become kind of the out for the Biden administration.
Right, but it's not an out to have a president with dementia. It's not an out. We shouldn't have a president with dementia. It's ridiculous. The only thing that makes me, makes me upset is that once he's gone, and I'm not saying hope he dies or anything. I'm saying if he leaves, if he steps down, if he's forced out, if he's too old and he just can't do it, they invoke the 25th. Whatever the reason, if he doesn't last the next 3 years, you got Kamala Harris as president. That's even worse. So there's no out here.
I had to laugh out loud. I saw a Hill headline earlier today. It was something like Democrats rally around Kamala Harris for 2022, I think it was, not 24. And I was like, you must be kidding. I mean, she's going to be the figurehead that gets Democrats through the midterm elections? I don't think so.
I hope they hope that. I mean, I hope they think that.
Yeah,
I hope
they hope it too.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, the thing that I think is the most telling is that Kamala Harris has disappeared forever. She's not around anymore. She's never in the same room as Biden and never around Biden. So what does that mean? Is she looking to stay away from a radioactive president? I assume that's what that means. I don't know. But it's certainly
weird. I think it is what it means.
Yeah.
She's very, obviously, she's ambitious. She obviously wants to be the next president. And she is being tarred by Joe Biden's many mishaps and the total slide of this White House. I don't think I've ever seen a White House go under so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only been in the job 8 months, isn't it, right? Or 9 months
now? No, correct. No, this is Jimmy Carter's greatest dream, right? I mean, Jimmy Carter's no longer the worst president in history. This guy, in a matter of a few months, became the worst president in history. Jimmy never wished for something like that.
Will Jimmy Carter live long enough to become not the worst president in history,
So but Jimmy was a peanut farmer. He kind of meant well, but he was an incompetent loser. I just think Biden's surrounded by Marxists. These are bad people. Hey, Liz, hold on a sec. We'll be right back. We're taking a quick break. More with Liz Peek. We get back. Website, LizPeek.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show sponsored by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, which was hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, which reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's got a new product called Z-Stack that has fantastic ingredients all in one bottle, quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. And to get it, you just go to rootforamerica.com, my website, click on the link, and purchase your bottle there and get the best price possible, rootforamerica.com. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And he's developed this wonderful Z-Stack Life Nutrition pill. In one capsule, you get zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D to boost your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. We're back with Liz Peek, and I want to ask her about her column about Biden lying. So the worst lie, I would think, is this $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. Him saying it won't raise taxes, him saying it's going to actually be good for the economy, him saying it doesn't cost that much. $3.5 trillion, and now independent groups are saying it actually costs $5.5 trillion. Isn't this a budget buster that will just bankrupt us for years to come?
Well, it's horrifying. Honestly, everything about it is horrifying. The reason it is such a bigger number than they are saying, that is to say more like $5.5 trillion, is because the Democrats, in order to comply with the weird rules of reconciliation, meaning in order to get this through only with Democrat votes, are basically pretending that some of these entitlements programs will go away. We know they won't ever go away. Once you offer people free child care or, you know, subsidized elder care or whatever, they will never let you drop it. And so the number is much bigger than they're saying. And Biden is completely, I think everyone is calling him a liar just about for saying there's zero cost. Give me a break. The budget scoring on the Democrats' proposed tax increases say that their proposals in the House will raise about $2 trillion. At the very least, this program is going to be $4 to $5 trillion. So tell me how that is a no-cost item. I can't really get my head around that at all. It's just not true. But, you know, there's so many things in this bill. People need to read up on the bill. There's so many handouts to people making $400,000 and up. For example, you can make as much as $800,000 in annual income and still get a $12,000 tax credit for buying a Tesla. So, I mean, tell me why that makes any sense at all.
Well, Liz.
You can make, yes.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, part of this bill is he's giving free college, community college to illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Why would I have to pay for community college for illegal aliens? Why?
Well, it's ridiculous, and there's so many ridiculous things in there. But my favorite ridiculous thing is there's a tax credit for journalists.
Yeah.
Please explain the rationale for that.
Well, and I saw tree equity. Did you see that tree equity?
Yeah, and tree equity. I do love that.
And do you know what that means? I assume it means you're planting trees in black neighborhoods? I'm assuming that's what
that's
it means.
Exactly,
yep.
Right. That's what it means.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, there's so many things like that. The good news is, as people have now finally gotten something to read and people are reading the bill, we're finding out more about it. And I think the Republicans are going to have a field day mocking some of these things. Hopefully, it means that those moderates in the House, and there are some, are going to stand their ground and just refuse to vote for this thing. And I would love to think that there are people on both sides of the aisle who will buck their own party if it's in the best interest of the nation. How can you possibly want to add many more expensive entitlements when something no one talks about, Social Security and Medicare, are going bust? I mean, Democrats haven't stepped up and said, hey, we got to fix the big entitlements programs we already have because they're going to be bankrupt in just a few years. They don't want to talk about that. They want to add more entitlements, which eventually also will run into trouble because of our aging population. All of this stuff is just so heinous, and it's just vote buying at an absolutely unprecedented level in this country. It's really sad to me. But I'm hoping, you know, there were enough that Manchin and Sinema and the Senate and a few House moderates are just going to say, no, we're not going to back this. I hope they do.
You'd hope, but it seems to me, I've always held that hope that Manchin is a good guy. But it just, you know, when you look at like what people that I call a rhino, Mitt Romney I think is a rhino and terrible sometimes, but he still agrees with me in his voting in the Senate like 60 to 70% of the time. You know, when you think your hero is Manchin, you actually look at his voting record, he agrees 70% of the time with Pelosi and Schumer. So
yeah.
He's not exactly a hero. He's much worse than Mitt Romney.
I couldn't agree more, but he has put the brakes on this a little bit.
Yes, he has for the moment.
Written pretty reasonable pieces about, you know, let's cap some of these entitlements. Why do you need people you can have a couple making $400,000 jointly with a newborn who can take 12 weeks of paid leave and get $1,000 a week for staying home with their baby. Those people don't need that. I mean, it's really ill-considered and is corrupt, and the opportunity for corruption in this thing is ludicrously big. So I hope all of your listeners will write their congressman.
All right, we're on the way out, Liz. Always appreciate all your thoughts and opinions. Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and the Hill, website lizpeek.com. More when we get back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
3.